Thank you for taking the time to listen to the Well Church Satterton's podcast. We pray that you enjoy this message and that it creates a well of hope in your life today.
All right, everybody. So this is going to be fun because I never do this. So, and I will tell you, it's even more funnier how I had to prepare for this in crazy. So just have a little grace if it doesn't go perfectly, but I know you guys will do that because you guys care about me and love me. So my name is Kat Romette. I'm married to Matt Romette, who is the pastor here. And thankfully, I just feel so grateful for you guys today. I really am. I was just talking to Bob before I was practicing today, how I've just, like, the leaders of this church, the core people, the people that come every week, like, I am just blown away by what God is doing in every single one of us and growing us, and I see it, and I'm grateful for all of you that are here and what, you know, how God's using you. Like, I mean, I had no idea that you were such a good talker, like, in front of people. You're very good at that. You were clear. You said everything that needed to be said, and you were funny.
Yeah.
I think that's good to be funny, because we all need to laugh. We all need to laugh. And if you guys laugh at me today, it's okay. I laugh at myself every day. So I am going to be talking to all of you on a really cool subject that I totally, it happens to me all the time. How many of you guys are dreamers here? Okay, good. Or how many of you guys don't dream a lot and then you get a dream once in a while and you're like, huh, that was interesting. Okay. Okay, that's how my husband is too. So I'm the one that dreams constantly and I have to sift through my dreams. And then my husband will get one once in a while, and every time he gets one, there's probably something to it. So I'm talking on the subject, God still speaks in dreams. And this is very true, and I'm going to give you guys some examples of how God has given me a dream and actually how it has came to pass, so it's not just, you know, in my head. Number one thing, dreams are in the Old Testament and New Testament, so it was happening in the New Testament as well. So my name is Kathy. I introduced myself. I actually wrote notes today. I was so proud that I did 4 pages of notes, and then my husband's like, well, I usually do 10 pages, and I'm like, whatever. So, in Bible college, we were taught this word called homiletics, and it's how to preach and teach. And Matt, like, will write every sentence down and, like, go through it, and, like, he is that organized. Whereas I'm like, all right, I'm going to talk about this point, then I'm going to go to the next point. And that's how I do it, but honestly, I've only done this twice in my life, so we'll see if this is the right way or the wrong way to do it. I don't know. All right, getting on to the subject at hand. God still speaks in dreams, and the whole purpose of me speaking today, and I actually wanted to do this. I came up to Matt, and I'm like, you know what? This is in my heart, and I feel like I'm supposed to share this, and the whole purpose of today is not for me to teach theology and thus saith the Lord, which is very important. We need to be doing that, but today I'm going to be sharing in a combination of what I've been trained in on biblical dream interpretation, not secular, because they are different. What I've been trained in, also my own experiences, and then as well as what the Holy Spirit has shown me. So I'm going to talk to you guys about this, and I want you guys to remember to use the Holy Spirit as your guide. So if you're like, oh, I don't know, and, you know, sift through it and pull out what really resounds in you, because I, like every single other person here, am learning. And maybe 10 years down the road, I'll look at that and be like, whoa, she was totally off. And this is just how life is. We're learning, we're growing, and this is where I am right now. And maybe I'll get a better revelation 10 years from now. So there you go. I'm going to talk to you guys first about my whole experience with not just dreams, but that God actually speaks in dreams. So the first one that I remember, the first dream I got that was from the Lord that was like, clearly obvious. I was probably 16 or 17, and our whole church was doing fasting. And I'm not pointing that out to be legalistic, But I do think sometimes when we're in a place where we're fasting, we're like, well, if I'm going to go hungry, I might as well really try to hear what God's saying, because I don't want to do this for nothing. And I think when God knows that we are like, I'm really paying extra attention right now, sometimes God speaks in those moments. So for me, I had this dream where I was up in my church's youth room, upstairs. And that's something to remember when you're in dreams and you're going upstairs, you're going to a higher place. And I was in our youth room and I was worshiping. And as I was worshiping, a lady in our church who was prophetic came up to me. And that's another point to remember in dreams. When someone comes up, sometimes it's not the literal person, but it's what they're representing. And this prophetic lady gave me a drinking glass, an empty one. And I looked through it, and I saw this map, and I heard this voice say, "You are going to be a missionary to the upper left corner of the map." And then I just woke up. And I had just gone on a month-long mission trip to Africa. And I'll tell you what, some countries in Africa smell like rotten cheese. And it's really, I'm just being honest with you. And then 3 days later, you forget the smell, but that's because you actually became the smell. So, it's not good. Anyways, I was on that month-long trip, and I was like, I'm never going to be a missionary. I don't want to go do that in my life and be a starving missionary. I had this dream, and I was like, So I looked in the map and I'm like, I don't want to be a missionary to Antarctica or whatever, because I looked on the map and I'm like, no. So then I kind of dropped it. And it's funny because sometimes in life we think that we're forgetting something, but the Lord is aligning timing of things. So we think we're in our crazy life and we're so disorganized, but no, He's aligning. So that's me being a disorganized person, but it's true. The Lord times things out. So a week later, there was a couple from our church who was doing a short-term missionary to Peru. So I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, totally forgot about my dream. I'm like, oh, but that's $1,600. I can't do that. So then, fast forward about a week or two later after that. So I put that away. I'm in study hall. And all of a sudden, I get the remembrance of the dream and the missionaries and the town in Peru that they were going to, called, I think it was called Tumbes, Peru. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to look at a map of Peru right now and see this all out. So I opened up, and my teacher was, he saw my face go, because I have very big expressions, and he came up to me and he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, and I told him. I then told him about the dream. I then told him about the missionaries. And he looked at this with me together. So we opened up the Bible. And that also, I think, is pertinent to be part of this story, because the Lord likes to bring other people into our stories. And He has everything aligned and figured out. I opened up the map of Peru. And wouldn't you know, the city of Tumbes was in the upper left tip of Peru. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. And my teacher was of a certain stream of Christianity that believed that the Word of God is there, but God does not speak outside of that or do these crazy things or do healing or do talk in dreams. And he saw it. And he saw me realize it with him. And I don't know if this has to do that with that or not, but like further down the line in his future, he started going on missions trips. And I'm not saying that was from what happened, but it could have been. So sometimes when we hear from God and, you know, be obedient and not be worried about what other people are thinking, because in that vulnerability, He shows us things and we minister to others. So that was the first dream. So that showed me, okay, God speaks in dreams, and that was a pretty young age. And from that point on, I continued to have a lot of dreams. And I have to sift through my dreams, because some dreams are called pizza dreams, where they're just crazy. They don't mean anything. And then some things are from God. So I'm going to look at dreams in the Bible, the history of dreams in the Bible. So one thing that's cool about dreams is they're known as God's night parables. And it's interesting with parables, because there's a similarity with parables and how God shows us to understand dreams. And in parables, they're symbols. When God's talking in a parable, it's not the literal situation. It's representing something. And that's something to remember about your dreams. Many, many times, they're not going to be literal. Now, that is just a guide. We all know that the Holy Spirit's going to do stuff, and it might not be that case all the time, but many times, they're symbolic. And that's how parables are as well. But before I knew how to interpret dreams, I have such a good Heavenly Father that He made that first dream very easy to understand. There was no way to misunderstand that. So I know that if all of our hearts are in a place where, Lord, we want to seek You out, we want to search You out, He is going to be a good Heavenly Father, and He's going to make His voice known. So we're going to go over to Job. You don't have to open the Bible up, but you can if you want. Job 33, verses 14 to 15. And it says, "For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds." So a lot of times, dreams are really good because we're not distracted. And I will tell you what, I don't know if any of you know me personally, but there's a lot going on for my family. My oldest son has special needs, currently nonverbal in that place, and it's extreme. So the Lord has spoken to me in the craziest of times where my mind wasn't on it, but a lot of times it's in dreams because I'm completely not distracted and I'm completely available. And many times during the day, I'm just doing my thing. So I think that's might be one reason He speaks to me like that. But I'm going to give you guys a few cool facts on dreams. You will spend 1/3 of your life dreaming. By the time you are 70 years old, you will have spent 6 years of your life in dreamland. Yeah. And since Abraham, God has spoken to man through dreams. So that's pretty early on in the Bible that is recorded that God spoke through His children in dreams. Dreams are referenced 224 times, both dreams and visions, both in the Old Testament and New Testament. And I am going to touch on visions as well because there's something that happened to me that was a vision for me. And they can be very similar to dreams. So just kind of keep that in mind. But Genesis 15, verse 12 to 17 was the first dream where Abraham and the Hebrews' 400-year captivity to Egypt happened. And then in Genesis 31, Jacob was shown how he would acquire Laban's wealth. I'm just going over some examples. Genesis 37, where Joseph was shown future rule over his brothers. And I think when you are going to go through difficult times or the Lord's taking you through something for a purpose, dreams are very, very helpful because they remind you of what the Lord is speaking. Matthew, now we're going to go into the New Testament. Matthew 1, here's a good example where the Lord gave Joseph a dream, you know, telling Joseph he needs to marry his impregnated wife. That would be definitely a good time to know the Lord saying it. And that plan was so important that the Lord revealed that in a dream. So different purposes of dreams. Dreams can be turning point dreams where you are having a dream. And it's very important you need to know what the Lord's saying, and the Lord can give you a dream during a turning point in your life. A good example of this, and I love this example, is Paul. Paul is on his way doing his thing, and we all know that Paul's heart is to follow God, to hear from God. And we all need to remember, if we are in a place where we want to hear from Him, He's going to open up different ways to speak to us. But our hearts, I think it's important for our hearts to want to hear Him and to ask what He thinks about things. So Acts 16, you know, he wants to hear from God. He's seeking the Lord out. He's in a place of seeking the Lord out. When you seek Him and find Him with all your heart, you're going to find Him. He's not in sin. He's following after God. And he was going one way on his journey. And then he got a dream where there was a Macedonian man, and the Macedonian man was like, "Hey, we need help over here." And then the Lord gave Paul his map, just redirecting him. So a lot of times we get into this place and like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm doing something wrong or going down the wrong path. And sometimes, you know, we're trying, but the Lord just needs to redirect. And we don't need to feel any shame over that. So a good, and that was for me, that Peru dream was definitely a turning point dream for me, where the Lord wanted me to go there. And, you know, that really gave me a really good, you know, propelling me in the right way. Another turning point situation was actually for me very pertinent, was actually how me and Matt got together. And before I met Matt, I was dating another guy. Oh, when I left Peru, I knew I was going to Australia. And I was dating a guy, and I thought I was going to be going on my honeymoon to Australia with this guy I was dating. I was really, really thought I was going to marry this guy. And during that time, our church was doing, was it then? No, that was a later time. Our church was doing this thing called Cleansing Streams. And it's, so even while I was with this guy doing my thing, not necessarily following God all the way, I was still in that place where I wanted to hear from him still. So I was in this thing called Cleansing Streams. And a week before that, I went up for prayer, and this prophetic guy said he saw blinders on me like a horse, and that relationships were going to fall away. So I was like, no. So then I'm driving home after my Cleansing Streams thing, learning to have a good heart, the right heart, and I see this vision of a mason jar with dirty water in it. And I heard the Lord say, you know, try to look through that jar. And I'm like, I can't see anything. And the Lord said, you know, when you're not in purity, there's not clarity. There's confusion. And I knew right away what he was talking about. And I said, I'm not breaking up with this guy. So it's going to have to happen another way. The next morning, I get a phone call from this guy saying, hey, Kat, we need to take a drive. I need to talk to you about some stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, this is happening. Literally the morning after, this guy just breaks up with me. Yeah, and it was like the Lord had this, he had a plan that we were supposed to be together, and he was going to. So then 2 weeks after that, okay, this is how quick it was. And we all hear, don't ever be on the rebound. We all hear this, right? Not supposed to do that. So after that happened, I'm like, all right, Lord, I'm not looking for anyone right now, clearly. You are doing something here. I'm very angry and mad because I really thought I was going to marry this guy. Really mad, but okay, you know, you have something going on. So a few weeks later, Matt started coming to help in our youth group. And when this guy broke up with me, I was so like torn up that I didn't even want to go to the same school with this guy. So my dad's like, you know what? Why don't we have you go to community college your senior year of school? And you can get credits, and then you can also do your senior year, and you don't have to be with this guy, and it's going to be, you know, a little cheaper for me too. So I was like, okay. So this guy comes in that summer when I'm about to go to college, Matt, and it's so funny because 6 months before that, he came and spoke in our youth group about missions, and he had long hair then. And I was like, who does this guy think he is? Like, okay, whatever. So then he comes back with short hair, so I don't think it's the same guy. And he's helping out in the youth group. So then our youth pastor, Pastor Paul, love him. Oh, he's the best. He married us. So anyways, he puts us in this group together. And so Matt just starts asking me about my life. And he's like, oh, you know, what grade are you in? Because Matt has integrity. He would never want to like a girl if he's out of college and she's not, you know. I'm like, oh yeah, I go to Motco Community College. And he's like, oh, and like we like clicked. So on our first date, he's like, yeah, I'm going to Bible college in Australia next year. And I'm like, oh, because I knew I was going there, but I knew enough to not tell him this because that would have scared him. So we then, you know, things happened quickly, got married, then a day after our wedding, moved to Australia for Bible college. So that was a turning point situation. And the Lord, if we're open to it, you know, and open to that, he speaks in dreams. And that's a big thing. We need to be open to this. Because I will tell you this, guys, once your mind is open to this, it's like testimonies. The Lord's going to do it again in other people when we hear these testimonies. When we hear that God can speak in dreams, just be open, be aware, and just be ready. Because he'll probably start showing you guys some stuff. Another thing is dreams bypass resistance, which is a really, really good thing. So again, for me, it wasn't necessarily resistance during the day, but it was just crazy. But for some of us, it can be resistance. And a good side note to know if a dream is from the Lord is, a lot of times with me personally, this is based on my personal experience, the Lord can give us a dream that has nothing to do with what we're thinking about or living. And that has happened to me in the middle of my crazy. God still wants to use me somehow, and he'll show me these dreams. So this happened to me. And, you know, we have crazy, right? And we adapt to the crazy. But then there's hard, painful crazy. And this was a very hard, painful, crazy time in my life. And here I had this dream. And I don't know if any of you know or anyone listening, but me and my husband do music. We write songs, we write worship, and we've done a few different recordings on that. And we would always go to this place in North Carolina with our good friends BJ and Lisa. And I had this dream where they were over at Life Center Harrisburg. I don't know if you guys know about Life Center. Love Life Center. And in this dream, BJ and Lisa were doing a songwriting workshop at Life Center. And then I woke up from the dream and I'm like, am I supposed to go there to see them? So I told Matt about this dream. He's like, I don't know how we're going to do that. There's no way, because with our kids, I can't necessarily do childcare. So 3 or 4 days later, and this is the timing thing, we get a call from the guy of that studio that we go to. His name's Mike, where BJ and Lisa help out and are. And he's like, hey, do you guys have any new songs that you want to record? You know, I have a lot of time in this time. So Matt's like, we do, but there's no way logistically we could record with the situation we're in right now. So what I love about my husband is when I'm in the crazy, just keeping everything safe, handling everyone, he can think and organize above the crazy and help me, because I would never be able to have thought this. He said, well, why don't I drive up for 3 days, record, and then I come back and watch the kids, and then you drive up for 3 days and record. So I was like, okay, I guess. And then, like, in the middle of that, when we're planning this out, we get a call from the pastors over at Life Center Redemption House in Maryland. So this is the same stream of Life Center churches, but they are people that we love and have been there for a while. And they say, hey, why don't you guys teach a breakout session on songwriting with this other guy named Chris Burns? And it happened to be in the middle of us crossing, that we would be crossing with this recording. So we ended up doing 3 days recording Matt, and then me meeting Matt for like 5 hours where someone else watched our kids and handled it, and then, you know, doing the songwriting course and then leaving. So I share this because the dream was not quite literal, right? But it happened. And dreams are like that a lot, where, you know, it's not quite literal, but it all happens. And that was a dream I had, where there was all those components. BJ and Lisa were there at the studio. There was a songwriting convention, and it was a Life Center, but it was all not quite the way we thought, but it happened. So I just want to go into how we steward dreams, because if we're just going to have dreams and be like, oh, maybe that was from the Lord, you know, it's not going to grow that ability in us to grow in the skill of understanding dreams for ourselves and for others. So the first way to steward dreams is to write them down. And I will tell you, it might seem like, I don't really want to do this, I'm tired. Write it down.
Amen.
Or email it to yourself. I like emailing it to myself, because I'll put the date of the dream, and then it's in there, and then I'm good to go. So you can write it down, you can email yourself, but it's just really important to do that, because God really has created us to be stewards of everything we do. We reap what we sow. So when we're sowing and taking attention to that, he'll grow that in us, and maybe will, you know, give us more dreams. Who knows? Another neat thing about dreams, they're kind of like a treasure hunt. And I was just thinking about this, I don't know, a while back, that God has put that enjoyment of discovery in us. And dreams are kind of like a treasure hunt. I mean, it says in Proverbs 25:2, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, to search out a matter is the glory of kings. So, you know, God created us to enjoy treasure hunting and discovery, and he put that in us, and he places value on our searching for the thing he conceals. And dreams are kind of like that. So when trying to understand our dreams, we also need to remember Genesis 48, Jesus declared, God is the one who gives the interpretation of dreams. So it's always going to be coming from God. And it's more than just having the necessary tools to interpret dreams. We need the Holy Spirit. He has to be involved in it. Because a lot of times we'll have an understanding of what different symbols mean about dreams, but it doesn't always work that way. We need the Holy Spirit. So just be encouraged that we have a creative Father who gives us many diverse ways to find him and hear his voice, and dreams are definitely one of those ways. So I'm just going to close this all off today to just say to you guys, you know, the whole point of this was to bring encouragement and attention to widening our vision. I also want to point out, you know, a lot of us have a lot of anxiety and fear and can get really bad dreams, and a lot of times dreams are just mirroring that. But I am praying for everyone in this place that we're not going to be getting dark dreams or feeling like these dreams are from God about judgment, but we're going to be getting dreams of hope, of peace, of joy, of direction that is going to help us be in that mode and that vision, because that's the only way we can be effective when going in dark places. We need to be filled and focused on the good things of God, the hope of God. So then when we're focusing on that, that can then be inside of us and come out in our dreams as well. So one more thing, there are some resources that are on your bulletins. And if you don't have a bulletin, you can get it. And this is just really good resources of the right place to go to learn more about our dreams, because if you Google what does this mean in a dream, I'll tell you what, there's all sorts of meanings that are not biblically based, and you don't want to be doing that. So one thing I found in this that has totally changed, when I first learned, you know, went to school for dreams, there weren't a lot of places to get interpretations for dreams that were from a biblical source, but Bethel is doing something so cool that is completely free. And this is such a blessing, where you can sign up a slot with them and do a Zoom meeting with an interpreter of your dreams. Yeah, freaking cool. I did not know about this. And just like they have healing rooms that you can go to Bethel to get prayer, there are you can set up a time to get your dream interpreted. Because God love us all, but me and Matt are so crazy, we are not going to be able to interpret all these dreams coming at us. So I'm redirecting you guys to a place of people who probably have a lot more experience than me as well. So that link is on your bulletin board. Also, this is another cool thing that I saw that I'm so excited about, and it's on your bulletin as well. And this is a biblical dream key dictionary online. You can put in names, colors, symbols, all that, and it'll give the interpretation. So it is endless, and it's a really good resource. They're based on John Paul Jackson's training, which is what I was under, as well as James Gull. So all of those people involved in the stream that I learned dream interpretation. So that's on there as well. And then I'm going to hand something out. If Bob can come up, I made these little dream cards for you guys. So these are a very small amount of symbols, colors, and numbers. And another thing to point out, colors, when they're bright, can be positive, but when they're muted, can be negative. So remember that as well when you're looking at your dreams. Also, when it's nighttime, that can represent something negative, and when it's daytime, that can represent something positive, because I've had dreams where the Lord came and the night turned into day. So these are just little dream cards, and we have numbers. One can represent God, two, multiplication or division, three, the Godhead. Symbols, car can represent ministry, daytime positive, nighttime negative. Flying can be spiritual or rising above circumstances. All these different things that I'm handing out to the people that actually came today get to have these. sorry about that. Okay, so we're just going to go like this and hand these out to everyone. I'm sure that I'll have a few left. So I want you guys to look at all of them. I'm just going to go over a few. Colors are really cool. I had a dream when I just had my son, Jonah. And in this dream, a man with muted dark blue just jumped on my bed. And I'm like, get away, I'm trying to sleep. And during that time, I was not getting any rest. And I was having a lot of depression and anxiety related to baby stuff. And the negative of blue is depression and anxiety. So it was just literally mirroring what was happening to me. And it was just cool that God does that. Because it's just showing you he's aware and he sees and he cares. So let's see here. We'll do a few more. Bread. Bread can represent the word of God. And I had this one time when I was fasting, as we're looking at these, and then I'll finish up, where I was like, Lord, what do you want to say to me? Like, I want to hear your voice. And in this dream, I was in another country, and this really poor child handed me a loaf of bread, and it said Psalm 139 on it. And I took the bread, and this was before I knew how to interpret dreams. And I opened up Psalm 139, and it was all about how he knew me in my mother's womb, how he, you know, knows me so well. And it just was like, out of everything, you know, I'm trying to do your will and do a calling. This is what you want me to know. And it's just that little child probably represented being poor in spirit, you know, and just Psalm 139. And just that was just the Lord loving on me. And different types of dreams. There's healing dreams. There's deliverance dreams. There's discovery dreams. There's so many people in history that the Lord has given a formula and in a dream and then, like, discovered amazing things in dreams. There's ministering dreams. There's direction dreams. So it just can go on and on. And I'm just going to end with praying over everyone. So, Lord, we just thank you that you do speak in such creative ways. You are a creative God. You are the creator. And that you are speaking to us in our dreams. And I just pray over every single person to just break off any dreams or anything from the enemy that is coming in. I just break that off in Jesus' name. And I just declare over every single person that they are going to be having dreams from you. Healing dreams, ministering dreams, and that you are just going to show them beautiful things that you want to speak to them in their dreams. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for taking the time to listen. We're glad that what the Lord is doing among us encourages you. For more info about the church, follow us on Facebook or connect with us on Instagram. Visit dwellatthewell.com. Or come out and see us on a Sunday morning, 228 Ridge Avenue, Satterton, Pennsylvania.
I'm taking a well, I'm taking a well right here. I'm taking a well in the valley of my weeds.